Tracy West.
And Simon West. Nice to meet you both. What do you represent?
So we are co-founders of an international reforestation charity that was born here in Dorset. It's called Word Forest. We plant trees, build schools, facilitate education and support a raft of women's empowerment initiatives, but over in rural Kenya.
That sounds like a marvellous project. Do you visit?
We have been three times now, in 2018 and 2019, then a big gap for the 2020-21 years. And we most recently went in the whole of December. We got some ring fence funds so that we could go over to go and visit the projects that we've been supporting.
Now, how do you persuade third world countries to buy into this global warming and all the other issues we have with the environment at the moment?
I would say the emerging countries, like, the whole of Africa, really, which is very much an emerging continent, really. But Kenya, particularly, is... they're on the front line of climate change. They don't need to be sold the problems. They know what the problems are. Desertification is creeping in a massive way, and the heat, the temperature, and the extremes when the rains come. The rains are not gentle and little. They're either non-existent or they're gargantuan. So they know all about the changes. What they haven't had the access to is the knowledge as to the part that they can play in making the normal rains come back to Kenya and to balancing out our meteorological problems.
And how do the locals get involved with your project?
We offer to pay for them to plant trees, and it spreads by word of mouth and by us doing outreach exercises. When I say we, Tracy and I don't actually do a great deal in Kenya ourselves. We have some dedicated Kenyan people who go out there and talk to the farmers, talk to the schools, and spread the word that if you plant trees rather than cutting them down, then you can make the world a better place.
Tracy, how do you go about funding?
Oh, well, we've had some incredible support from the people of Dorset. I mean, as I say, Word Forest was born here. When our documentary first came out back in 2019, we have a documentary called Hashtag Trees Are the Key, and it's narrated by Kate Winslet, who, of course, was doing Ammonite. She made Ammonite, you know, in Lyme Regis a handful
film,
of years back.
I don't know how truthful it is, but it's a good film.
Well, it's a super good film, but she kindly agreed to narrate our documentary, and it was launched at the Marine Theatre in Lyme Regis to a packed audience. I mean, there was standing room only. So the people of Dorset know about Word Forest, and they have become members, but we also look to corporates as well, to corporate organisations, to make us corporate partners or charity of the year, and we take our funding that way. Very little comes through in government funding, I might add, because it's just a complete nightmare. As someone said in a speech earlier, talking about trying to write a bid for grants, the money is just so hard. You've got to jump
through hoops of fire and strings attached.
And I will tell you this on the QT, Oliver Letwin, of course, who was our MP when we were over here in Dorset some years ago, said to me many years back, if you ever want to try and apply for government funding to do international reforestation, don't do it, because it will be wrapped up in red tape and you will have to go through literally a hoop of fire. And if the rules change, if anything changes, if there's a drought or if there's a flood or a problem or a change to the circumstances, there's a chance they're going to claw it back. And we haven't got the time to focus on those types of things. So we just have to rely on good switched on businesses who say, do you know what, actually, we know we've got to green up our act. Let's become a corporate partner.
I was just about to ask you that. What sort of feedback do you get from these big corporations?
From big corporations, it's very hard to penetrate to get to anybody who can make a decision. From the medium and small businesses, we get a very good reception because we can tell a good story about how if they have a carbon footprint, which they do, then they can mitigate that carbon footprint by planting trees. We're about to become gold standard registered, which means all of our tree planting will be certified to the highest possible level. And that kind of carbon offset, unlike some others that are being pulled by big oil corporations, it is still worth doing. If you plant trees and you do the other things that give benefit to the community that are planting the trees, then it is a worthwhile way of saying, we can't reduce our footprint to zero today, but we can at least mitigate it.
Where can people go to find out more, finally?
If you jump onto wordforest.org, and you'll be able to see our news feed, which tells them all about, well, all of the things, the projects that we're doing. But not only that, I've been a strong advocate for pulling people together to write articles that show people how to be better environmentalists. And we've had some amazing connections today with people who are doing just that. Some of the speakers just then, Louis, who was on the stage discussing the youth activism that's taking place, is going to write a fantastic bit about his part that he's played. And I think we need to just encourage people to be better environmentalists in as many ways as we can. So wordforest.org/news is the place to go for inspiration.
And finally, this is the first COP ever in the country that has involved international delegates. What do you think of this idea?
I think it's absolutely brilliant. If every county had an organisation as good as Dorset can and as good as the organisers of this, particular thanks going to Jude Maguire, who has done a superb job of overseeing it. It's brilliant, getting the support of Chris Packham, justifiably so. I just think it's a wonderful initiative and should be replicated across the country.
We did actually take a group of our delegates up to COP26, up to Glasgow, back in a couple of years back, and it was a very powerful coming together of brilliant minds, if I might say so. But mostly they were from the smaller groups, like our own charities, organisations, disjointed and fragmented, and are now better stitched together because of COP26. So I suspect that this will do a good job of stitching more brilliant but small organisations together. And that's what we need to do. We need to stand on the shoulders of giants.
Well, there are well over 100 organisations here
today.
There were.
Yeah.
Let's hope the networking is working as well.
And
let's hope something
has.
Comes of this.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you for coming and representing Keep 106 as well and getting the messages out there to the people.
Thank you very much for talking to me today.
My pleasure.
Thank you.